Thank you, Mr. Vice President. It is with great honor to address you today on ANCTAD's report titled Least Developed Countries Report of 2024, Leveraging Carbon Market for Development, which underscores the potential of carbon markets to balance economic growth and climate stewardship in vulnerable economies. We align ourselves with the statements of Peru, made on behalf of the Group of 77, and China, and to be made by Niger on behalf of Africa, and Nepal on behalf of the LDCs. Madam Vice President, carbon markets enable the trading of carbon credits, helping countries generate revenues and contribute to climate change efforts. For least developed countries, this provides an opportunity to support sustainable development initiatives. Least developed countries have been early participants in carbon markets, but face challenges such as limited institutional capacity, infrastructure, technologies, skilled human resources, and small economic sizes. And as a result, LDCs account for only 1.5% of global clean development mechanism projects, highlighting the need to increase their participation in carbon markets. Tanzania has significant potential in carbon markets due to its diverse ecosystems and extensive forest areas. About 45% of Tanzania's forests are protected, including national reserves and wildlife zones, while 41.8% are production forests with sustainable harvesting practices. As of 2023, these forests were estimated to sequester around 5.8 gigatons of CO2 equivalent. Mangrove forests, covering 158,000 hectares, are a significant blue carbon ecosystems in the country with an estimated carbon stock of 78.86 tons per hectare. These forests sequester around 2.7 million tons of CO2 equivalent annually, playing a crucial role in climate regulations and carbon management. In light of the abundant opportunities available to create impactful carbon projects, Tanzania has several additional initiatives that can be integrated into broader development efforts and be used in formulations of carbon projects. These include the Clean Cooking Energy Initiative to reduce reliance on charcoal and firewood, a national tree planting campaign for reforestation, the construction of electric railway to reduce use of fossil fuel energy in transportation, and the construction of the Nyerere Hydroelectric Dam to increase our sources of renewable energy. It is worth pointing out, Madam Vice President, that Tanzania has created a framework for the control and management of carbon trading, and as of March 2023, 24 forest carbon projects were registered at the National Carbon Monitoring Center. In conclusion, Madam Vice President, we generally support ANCTAD's recommendation to further enhance the benefits of carbon markets in LDCs, including Tanzania. I thank you for your kind attention.